This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. We've gotten used to it. There's a police report about a police-involved shooting. Then there's the scramble to put it into context, the newspapers trying to get out the word. But ultimately, there's a lack of information. Because when it comes to police shootings, no one has a really good idea about how many or how often or what patterns there might be in police shootings. The numbers just haven't been there. A groundbreaking law would change all that. It requires police to report shootings to the Attorney General. Now, that's not just a proposal. That's a law in Texas. Only there's one problem. Not all police-involved shootings are getting reported. Eva Ruth Moravec is an investigative reporter who's working alongside the Houston Chronicle on a series titled Point of Impact. Welcome to Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
This sounds like Texas intended to be at the forefront of this big conversation about the use of lethal force by law enforcement agencies. What happened?
Absolutely. Texas did pass this pretty unusual law in 2015. The problem is it has no teeth. So while there is a requirement for officers to report their shootings to the Attorney General's office, there's really no follow-up either by the Attorney General's office themselves or any other, you know, agency looking at these reports.
When we talk about reports not being filed, how do you know they weren't filed, right? I mean, if the Attorney General isn't saying anything about it, I guess you have to get your data from what, newspaper accounts or from the police themselves? How do you start to add it all up?
Well, I've been keeping a database of these one-page shooting reports basically since the law went into effect. So what I did was I went through another set of reports that's required to be filed called the custodial death report. So when someone dies in police custody in Texas, the agency is supposed to file this fairly lengthy and detailed custodial death report. Mm-hmm. So what I did was went through those reports looking for fatal shootings and compared that basically to the officer-involved shooting reports that are also filed with the AG's office and made public on another database.
Okay.
There were also some shootings of law enforcement that were not reported. And the way that I found those was by looking at the Officer Down Memorial page and other law enforcement line of duty death reports.
So you really are bringing in data from all over. What you're finding when you compare that information with what the Attorney General says he has, it's not adding up.
Right. So what I found was that there are about a dozen incidents since September 1st, 2015, that were not reported or missing from the Attorney General's officer-involved shooting database. There may be more, but those 12 were the fatalities that I was able to determine are missing.
What accounts for those, for that missing data? Have you gone back and talked with the police departments and asked why that wasn't reported?
Yeah, I have. And overall, I believe it's just sort of misinformation, unfamiliarity with the law. Others just call it an unfortunate oversight. I've also heard of departments who didn't think that they had to file if the officer was off duty, which is incorrect. They have to file no matter what. So I have not gotten the impression that anyone is intentionally skirting the law. Mm-hmm. I think it's just unfamiliarity and, you know, sort of lack of information and attention to this.
So is that where you leave it? That basically you've got a what could be a powerful law in place. There are growing pains. Not all deaths are being reported. But doesn't this bring you back to the question of, well, if nobody is going to ultimately be accountable for this, if it's toothless, why comply at all?
Exactly. So Representative Eric Johnson is the Dallas Democrat who passed this law back in 2015. And he admits that, you know, what they were able to pass through lacked teeth because, you know, that was the way to get the law through. That was the compromise that they had to make. So he hopes this session, he's filed a couple of bills that will tie compliance or non-compliance to funding. So the grants that these agencies may or may not receive from the governor's office. So he has one approach that would, you know, support departments who do comply, and there's another approach that would punish those that don't. So we'll see which of either of those might get through. That's kind of the only hope for this law to be shored up right now.
Eva Ruth Moravec is a freelance reporter working with the Houston Chronicle right now on an important series titled Point of Impact. We'll link to it at texasstandard.org. Eva Ruth, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on The Standard.
Thanks for the interest, David.